Napa Institute represents a lot of the power in the right wing part of the Catholic Church in America. We could just name some of the people: Bishop Archbishop Strickland, who in fact Pope Francis expelled from the episcopacy because he was so wildly crazy right wing; Cardinal Burke, who is so anti-homosexual that he says that you should not invite homosexuals to parties with children, and that being a married homosexual is equivalent to being a murderer. Crazy talk. And the founder of Project 2025 spoke at Napa Institute 2 years ago, Kevin David Roberts, who was president of the Heritage Foundation.
Right. It's a theocratic blueprint for a theocratic state.
Blueprint. Absolutely. Another word for it is fascist. Steve Bannon was a keynote speaker a few years ago. The founder of Napa itself, Napa Institute, is a billionaire from Southern California who is very close to William Barr. He had, and Mike Pence, he had them come to, neither are Catholic, but they had them come to the conference itself.
Is this kind of a backdoor gathering where policy's made?
I think connections are made for sure, you know, and friendships. You know, they're linking up, and what can they buy with all their money? They are pushing their agendas, such as Project 2025, and around they're going against contraception, and of course always about fighting gay marriage. So that's their agenda, and they link up with the evangelical right, and they bring a lot of money to the table. Here in California, Archbishop Gomez, who is Opus Dei, is one of the counselors of this institute, as is the Bishop of the Archbishop of San Francisco. Opus Dei is overflowing with money. Of course, its founder, Escriva, was a card-carrying fascist, a priest in the 1920s in Spain. And he was like this with Franco, the dictator, for years. Franco on his cabinet had several Opus Dei lay people on his cabinet. And just very recently, you probably saw that the Opus Dei was taking these poor women and making them work for years, like 20 years, for no wages at all, et cetera, et cetera. And the second person in charge, I think, of Opus Dei was convicted. So there's that connection, too. And, of course, this is the kind of group, Archbishop Gomez, that totally pushed the canonization of Junipero Serra, who has been proven
responsible for the entire mission system that enslaved Native Americans in the state of California.
Exactly.
And, you know, in past Napa Institutes, they had, you know, they have these breakout sessions, different little conferences with speakers. And you know, one of them was readings on Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general.
Come on.
What does it mean for this to be happening in a Trump era, particularly when there's Pope Leo?
Well, I'm sure they will end up hating Pope Leo as much as they hated Pope Francis for the very same reasons. Pope Leo, by choosing Leo, is definitely saying something about Pope Leo XIII, who was a champion of union rights in the 19th century when it was a very controversial thing. And so he really established the modern papal attitude toward social justice and the common good and unions. I think it's very significant that he chose that name.